Testing. 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 Good evening, this is Bill, your old man. Over in Korea, still north of the 38th. It's now 27 May 1954. It's 10 o'clock in the evening. And I want to answer your letter before I go to bed, before I hit the sack, so I can get it in the mail to you in the morning. I got your letter of May 20th today from Bellefonte, telling me your mother's about the same. It's good to hear. I don't know how long you can keep those hours up that you write about. You say you're up till 4 a.m. and then go to bed at 4:30 and get up at 8 again. Don't know how long you can keep that up, but I guess you know. Well, I'm glad you got down to Roos for a day to get away from it for a little while. Also glad to hear that Francie's mother is doing a little better. Well, that's about all you say outside of, let's see, Nomi's week is next week. I presume that when you mention you're on from the 20th, well, you're on duty. You say the 20th, and you're on duty now, and from your letter I take it she's going to take over on Sunday the 30th. Well, that'll should give you a little rest. I don't know, you didn't indicate whether you were going back to New Jersey or not. Yes, I'm still at 9th Corps, and I have a little news. The thing that I was talking about finally came through the other day. My replacement came in. We got the twigs, and I have before me now a copy of 9th Corps orders, number 130, reassigning me to the 121 evac hospital. And I'll quote for the record, quote, paragraph 4, Lieutenant Colonel William D. Riber, 0294872, MSC, MOS 2900, is relieved from assigned to medical section, this headquarters, and from attachment headquarters company, this organization, that has reassigned and will proceed on or about 1 June 1954. To the 121st Evacuation Hospital, Semimobile, APO 971, as permanent change of station, and travel by government automobile authorized, travel by military aircraft authorized, travel by railway authorized, and authority and so forth. So, it's official. I can't leave, though, until I square away this board that I'm presently sitting on, and I don't know right now the outcome of that. We meet again tomorrow after lunch. I'm in hopes of getting all the testimony, and then between tomorrow night and Monday morning, having it all put in good order and having it signed and turned in. And I'll clear and go on down by Jeep. So you probably will have my telegram before this, notifying you that, as I told you in the letter, you dig out that letter, you got my address, and you probably have had this cablegram indirectly informing you of the change. It, as you know, didn't come as too much a surprise. Of course, I am not broadcasting it around here because it's none of nobody's business. I don't know whether it's a good spot or not. I don't know the commanding officer down there at all. I don't believe I've ever met him, in fact. But I understand that Colonel Dunlap will be down about two weeks later, so I won't be entirely alone. I know, I'm positive I know one major down there, and I don't know that I know anybody else. I don't have an officer's roster or anything like that to go by. It's, I do know Major Judy's down there. He came over with me and was assigned there. Well, I was up at the club tonight and saw that Jolson movie, two reels of it, and then came on down and thought I would answer your letter in this manner and get it off in the morning. Things are about the same around here, nothing outstanding or remarkable or exciting has happened, other than one of our doctors got burned very bad with the wrong kind of a grenade or bomb or whatever you call them, these little gadgets we have that it's a phosphorus bomb, I think, or grenade. And it's purely accidental. I think he'll be all right. We sent him on a chopper, a vac, and he was given the wrong grenade instead of a smoke grenade. Well, he was given a phosphorus grenade, and he got burned. But that's all in a day's work. In combat, he is very unfortunate. We put him in the chopper to take care of a boy that tried to, or did, shoot himself in the stomach and wasn't expected to live. So that's the reason we put the doc on the chopper and had him there. It's one of those things that can't be helped. It's just, I don't know. It's just too bad. Of course, it's too damn bad that any of the Americans have to be over here. Well, now you know the sad news officially. Of course, you I'll get a letter off in the morning, sometime in the morning, at least a hasty note, because I imagine there'll be plenty to do in the morning, and then tomorrow afternoon I'll be tied up with that board. I would like to get that out of the way, because it's a hot potato. I can't tell you anything about it right now, but it certainly is a hot potato. I'll give you all the details a little later on. We've been having beautiful weather over here. The sun's out all day, and it's very, very comfortable. The evenings are nice and cool for sleeping. I haven't had my stove on now for a couple nights. I'm not going to light it tonight, but I will light it in the morning for a little water for shaving. And it's dark. It's dark in the moon, I guess. And it isn't light out. It's moonlight out. And we know that because the boys aren't flying. When it's moonlight, they'd like to get in their flying time. At least that's the way it appears to me. I don't know. Maybe wrong. But when it's nice and moonlight, they're out flying around. If it's dark, they're holed up somewhere. Well, I have a little more news for you to put on the other side. This reel, this one, is slowly going by. It isn't all off yet. But I've made arrangements to to have this Bilger boy be my chauffeur and drive me down there when I go down to Yongdong Po. That's on the other side of the river from Seoul. Whether I go Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know, but I made arrangements for him to take me down and talk to the motor officer. And he'll probably think that this guy, Colonel Rivers, sort of runs a joint. I don't know. Every time something happens, why, we're in on it. And if it affects him, why, he knows we're in on it. I haven't heard from his mother since the kid got here, and I probably won't for a little while yet. Well, so much for this side of the reel. Don't forget, don't run it back. Just turn it over on the next spindle and keep on going. This year, old man, still north of 38th. I'll continue on the other side, this reel.